Over half of Wyoming's nursing home residents currently have moderate to severe dementia, and that number is expected to rise steeply in coming years. By 2020, there may be as many as 13,000 people who are experiencing serious memory loss in Wyoming, and there's not enough space for all of them in Wyoming's nursing homes. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards reports.
It's not easy to find your way to the memory care unit in Springwind Assisted Living in Laramie. You have to wind your way through a maze of hallways, and then there's a locked door. Marketing Director Denise Deem keys in a code, and the doors pop open. The locked door is a safety measure.
We actually have a resident that's very young. She's only 69. She's a flight risk, and that's why she's here. She would leave her home and get lost and have no clue where she is. And as winter sets in, that's not safe for her.
Springwind decided to build the secured unit a couple years ago when they saw that more and more of their residents needed the locked door and higher skilled staff.
We have been full since we've really opened memory care. We have two spaces open right now, but it's only by chance because we just lost two of our residents. You know, they passed away. And so we'll fill those units very quickly.
Springwind is not the only place where the waiting list is an issue. The secured units in almost all of Wyoming's nursing homes have them, and many of the nursing homes don't have secured units at all, which makes for some hard decisions for Wyoming families. Sue Zappa Palmer's husband was diagnosed with Alzheimer's 7 years before he died, and the disease brought out violent behavior, which led the family to find long-term care for him.
Usually my sister could wag her finger at him and say, "Now you behave," and he'd behave. And he didn't that day. He shoved her. And she said herself, she kind of dramatized it a little bit to make sure I understood that it was over and I couldn't change my mind. So we talk about that a lot. I don't know what I would have done without my family.
But just because they made the decision to send him to a nursing home doesn't mean they were able to get him in.
At Mountain Towers, they wouldn't take him because he was too violent. When he was at the nursing home in Cheyenne, he just looked regular and people would hold the door for him, so he'd just walk out.
So her husband ended up at a secured unit in Fort Morgan, Colorado, 3.5 hours away. She tried to visit him every other week, but in the winter she only could make it once a month. Steve Bamer is the director of Leading Age Wyoming, an advocacy group for Wyoming's 29 state-run nursing homes. He says that Palmer's difficulties are pretty typical in Wyoming.
In an urban environment, you're likely to have more options closer together, and in our state, you have fewer options and they're farther apart.
Bamer says the reason there isn't more space in secured units has to do with money.
So 7 out of 10 people in a nursing home are on Medicaid, and Medicaid reimburses the nursing homes at about 80 cents on the dollar. And so Medicaid doesn't reimburse at a level that even covers the cost of providing the care.
And that means nursing homes, even private ones, can't afford to add more beds to their secured units. Bamer says pressure on the problem could be eased if Wyoming chose to expand Medicaid. As part of the Affordable Care Act, states have the option to use federal money to provide Medicaid to more people.
Expanding Medicaid in Wyoming could save the state as much as $47 million over 6 or 7 years. And that's money that could potentially be reinvested into some of these programs.
And Bamer says some of that money could be used to expand memory care services. But the governor and the legislature are against expanding Medicaid. Senator Charles Scott, who co-chairs the legislature's Labor, Health, and Social Services Committee, opposes the federal plan.
First, it depends on the federal government keeping its promise. And they have a very poor track record on that. I don't think you can get the savings that they're claiming. I think that's a ploy by the bureaucracy to expand their empire, and I don't think we can afford it.
But money is only part of the problem anyway. Wyoming has a statute that says new construction of state-run nursing homes is not allowed unless the existing nursing homes are over 85% full. But Wyoming's nursing homes themselves haven't tipped that mark. It's only their secured units that are filled to capacity. And in coming years, that may leave a lot more Wyoming families facing hard decisions and long drives. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.